We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Chris DeBolt is joining us, the Ontario County Administrator in the Finger Lakes. Ontario is one of 11 counties that have sent a letter to Governor Hochul, including some in Western New York, Genesee, Wyoming counties, for example, asking the governor to reconsider the vaccine booster mandate for healthcare workers. Chris, good morning. Why is this so important to you and so many others?
Oh, good morning, Susan. Thank you for having me. I think it's important. We've been working very closely throughout the Finger Lakes region with our hospital administrators, and as both the national and state leaders have been talking about for the last several months, it's critical that during the Delta wave in the fall and then now the Omicron wave in the winter, the real key metric is to keep our hospitals from being overwhelmed. And at least here in the Finger Lakes, we've come very close to that position. And in talking to the hospital administrators, they said they simply can't afford to lose any more staff. And now, as the Omicron variant seems to be making its way through the hospital and healthcare staff, to potentially dismiss additional workers because of their failure to get the booster just seems short-sighted. I understand the governor's public policy and public health goal of getting as many people boosted as possible to try to maximize their protection, and I support that. But doing so at the cost of an already beleaguered healthcare workforce just seems not the most prudent step at this time.
When you look at the numbers, booster uptake isn't exactly huge. It might be greater in inside of hospitals with healthcare workers. But do you have a sense of, you know, with people inside of hospitals that you've talked to, what this might look like when implemented? How many people might be off the job because of it?
As you indicated, I think within healthcare workers, especially those who are left, right, are all the ones who got vaccinated. So their booster uptake rate is expected to be significantly higher than the general population. Right now here in Ontario County, and I think we're somewhat indicative of most of the Finger Lakes region, we're only in the high 30s as far as a percentage of those who are eligible who have actually gotten their booster shots. I expect that percentage to be significantly higher among the healthcare workforce, but I do expect it to be some degree below 100%, right? So, and any number below 100% at this point, where we're talking about either excluding these members from the workforce or dismissing them from employment, really is going to put a strain on the healthcare system that it just can't afford to sustain at this point.
You know, and can you talk about how in communities like you're in, it's so much different than here around Buffalo, where there are, you know, many hospitals, you know, compared to what you have?
Sure. We're incredibly fortunate here in Ontario County. We actually have three hospitals, which is unusual. But many of our partner counties who signed on to our letter don't have hospitals at all, you know, or Livingston County has one. And Wyoming County has one hospital, and it's run by the county. And so we speak with that county's leadership every Monday, and they have been exceedingly concerned about both the patient load within the hospital and their ongoing staffing issues. And hospitals and healthcare in general are not immune from the overall worker shortage that every industry is facing. So you've got burnout from these healthcare workers for almost, you know, what we're going into almost our third year of this, being on the front lines, facing this on a day-to-day basis. You've got the overall worker crisis of there just not being enough workers to fill vacant jobs. And now we're going to further restrict the labor pool by putting this booster mandate on top of the already vaccine mandate. And again, I'm not trying to criticize what the governor is trying to accomplish here. I'm just saying, and what all the counties that signed on are trying to say is there a more thoughtful way that we can try to do this while protecting patients, which of course is everybody's top priority, while respecting the individual choices of the healthcare workers and trying to preserve that workforce?
There's the core question of, you know, what are we doing here? I guess at the center of this, you know, the vaccine mandate when it was first idealized was under the idea that, okay, if everyone in here is vaccinated, nobody is catching or spreading COVID. And over the past 2 months, that has obviously changed quite a bit with the new variant. I'm looking at a headline today from Business Insider about a study in Israel that says 4 vaccine shots didn't stop people from catching the Omicron variant, an official from this Israeli trial said. And you add that to the part where we're now allowing many people who are infected with COVID to return to a hospital setting just days after an infection. All of this together, it doesn't seem to really make sense. If the goal is we're keeping all COVID out of the hospital, you wouldn't allow COVID in, and you would, be looking at studies like this that say a double booster isn't necessarily going to stop that.
I agree with you. I think one of the problems with this pandemic is that it seems the coronavirus has stayed several steps ahead of all of us throughout it. And I think what we're seeing now, we just met with all of our school superintendents yesterday, very similar conversation on a different topic. I think we're going through the growing pains right now of a shift in both public policy and public perception as far as from a pandemic, public emergency, public health emergency response to what does it look like to live with coronavirus. And I think now you're starting to see the messaging from the federal government that coronavirus has never gone away. It's always going to be with us. And I completely agree with your point, Brian, that we can't have a zero infection policy when the vaccines don't provide protection against infection. I want to follow that up immediately by saying all the evidence we have does strongly, strongly support that the vaccines are highly efficacious in preventing serious disease, hospitalization, and death. So I don't want people to think that, oh, the vaccines are worthless, we shouldn't go get them. If you haven't been vaccinated, please do. To your point, with the Omicron variant, they're not preventing people from becoming infected, and then probably more importantly, they're not preventing those people from becoming infectious to others. So the pursuing a policy of zero infections, I don't think is prudent any longer. And I think we need to start talking about how do we mitigate it? What are the thresholds that require mitigation and intervention as opposed to what is going to be just background community infection at certain times of the year? It appears, based on the last 2 years of data, that there is a strong seasonal component to this. If you try to take the variant emergence out of it, there are similar curves throughout the calendar year over the last 2 years. So, you know, is there a certain seasonality to this that's similar to the cold and the flu? Not saying this is the same as cold and flu. It is far more serious for some people, but does it follow similar patterns, and can we adjust similar less drastic responses to learn to live with it?
Yeah, living with it, right. And you're not just asking her, the governor, to reconsider the booster. You're even offering to have a test out option.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. We understand the value of what she's trying to accomplish, and we're not just trying to sit on the sideline and throw stones. We're trying to say, in talking with our hospital administrators, in talking with community leaders, we think this is another opportunity or another mechanism where we can try to ensure patient safety and yet not put further strains on the healthcare workforce.
Any response at all?
As of yet, no.
Okay.
And these same counties, except for Monroe County, back late last year, sent a very similar letter when the initial vaccine mandate for healthcare workers was proposed, and offer, you know, asking again that there be a test out option similar to what's provided for school personnel, because unvaccinated school personnel are tested weekly. We at the county level actually pay for, administer, and do all of the legwork of collecting those samples from all the unvaccinated school staff every week to make sure that, you know, we're catching asymptomatic cases and they're not spreading it within the school setting. And we offered a similar option in our partnership in trying to implement that within the hospitals. And that wasn't, we didn't get any bites on that one either.
Well, we'll keep following this. Chris, thank you. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Chris DeBolt is the Ontario County Administrator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.